Gotta take a second to get my breath. When Judy asked me a couple of days ago, I hesitated, but I feel a whole lot better than I did a year ago when I obsessed for months about it and had a whole spiel written out. Today, I don't have a script per se. I do have a couple pictures that they're going to show. My two before pictures aren't my top weight. I was probably 50 more pounds heavier than that. But you get the basic idea. I'm the one on the left, and that's me now. And it's been quite the journey. I came back to OA about a year and a half ago. I found OA in my 20s, and it took me that long to finally have my spiritual awakening and to enjoy some of the rewards and the promises of the program. I've been a compulsive overeater since childhood. I don't remember a time that I w did not eat compulsively, and that sugar was the number one thing that I chose when it came to food. I used to compare my childhood to others, in that maybe why was I a compulsive overeater? Because I wasn't physically abused. I didn't experience some of the things that some people have. It doesn't matter. We all end up here for the same reason, that we're trying to get healthy when it comes to the compulsive eating or under eating. And I think my parents did. Now I forgive them, and I think they did the best they could. I think they both were not emotionally available. I don't ever remember hearing "I love you" as a child. And even now, when somebody would say it to me, it's just like a foreign idea, that somebody would actually love me. I'm the oldest of three girls, and all of us have eating disorders. And I say that just that was the family dynamics. That was easily available. It could have easily been alcohol or something else, but food is my primary addiction. I am at my high school weight, and actually this weight I was, because I'm was 5'6" in fifth grade. This is the weight I was in fifth grade. And it is, I am still over what the BMI chart would say, but I am absolutely perfectly happy with the weight that I am. I never felt like I fit in. There was some other physical issues that have been corrected, but I never felt like I fit in. I felt like it was me, and then the world was on the outside, and people experienced life way different than I did. High school was extremely difficult. I have not gone to one of my reunions, and my 50th was last year. I went to a religious-based school for 12 years, and mixed messages about religion, in the home and in school, and I never felt part of. I wasn't in any one category where I was, cheerleader, or I was super intelligent. I just didn't fit in anywhere, and I was basically ignored. I never went to any of my proms, or never dated, or and I really think high school really forms that yourself my self concept of that I was a non-entity, that I didn't belong here, that I wasn't worthy. I joined the Air Force at 18. And the weight became a big issue. Really, only maybe 5 pounds, but I was constantly trying to steam the weight off, trying to fit into the guidelines, and perform my job. I stayed for 9 years, and then I, went to college, and then I went back in the military, and it got way much worse in terms of my weight. I couldn't even find a uniform to fit some of the times. The profession that I chose, I was not, I d did not feel adequate for, and that really also affected my self-esteem and my ability to work in that field, which I did leave after 12 years. But so the food was always number one. I've been isolated most of my life, at 40, I had a short-term relationship, and I have never had a good, healthy relationship with a man. I've never married, and as a result of that short-term relationship, I did get pregnant. I did have my son. He was without oxygen for 10 minutes at birth, so he's cognitively impaired. He's also autistic. And for the next 25, 26 years, it was me and him. So it was me and him and the outside world, of I did things with him. I did do some groups, child groups with him, but it was really me and him and the food and TV. And that was my life. And I would go to a movie alone. A big conflict was that my relationship with his father was over when he was born, but we lived under the same roof for like 20 something years, and it was a very difficult situation. He had his own addiction, and so two addicted people living under the same roof is not healthy. And some of most of my amends to my son are living amends because what he heard was two people in conflict all the time, a lot of yelling. And he probably didn't understand a lot of it, and doesn't. And if I tried to make amends to him, he wouldn't understand. So I can only treat him better now, but he could have used, a better upbringing. The thing that changed my life completely was when his father was hit by a truck and killed 2 years ago, and that completely, with along with some other health issues, combined. I don't think any one of those things. I have a fatty liver, it wouldn't have mattered. I wouldn't have stopped eating no matter what. My top weight was 300 pounds. Wouldn't have mattered because I was killing myself with the food, most of my adult life. But the combination of all those things of having to worry about caring for my son alone, and possibility of dying, really changed my life completely. I went through the process of having to sell my house, having my son placed in a residence, dealing with my physical issues, and I finally found OA again. And I will say that Zoom meeting really has saved my life. I did find a wonderful sponsor locally, but the availability of Zoom on a daily basis, round the clock, has really made all the difference in the world for me. And every one of you here, has saved my life. Most of my life, I have wanted to die, and for the first time in my life, I am happy to be here and grateful. And so grateful to my sponsor. We have a wonderful working relationship. I send my food to her on a daily basis. I do writings, I do gratitude lists, and, very, very grateful because I've never really had a sponsor before. I never really worked the steps before. Step one was never a problem, but two and three definitely were. I just skipped right over those. And I never wanted to give up my character defects. That's how I functioned. If I can't have the food, if I can't have the happily ever after with a man, I wanted my character defects. And I feel completely different with that now. I'm still working on my character defects. I think gossiping and judging people is still very ingrained. I try really hard when it's going on around me to like step back and not join in. That's not an easy thing. But I have so much gratitude for things that I would have never appreciated before. So I've gone through the steps with my sponsor. I've done the step study a few times, the extended step study, which was really wonderful and has helped tremendously. I sponsor. I use the tool, all the tools. The phone probably the least, but So very happy to have a life that's so much better than it ever was before. And I wanted to share some of a gratitude list. Number one is life, just to be here. My son's safety. I am a long-term insomniac sleep. Every morning, I am grateful that I have slept the night before. My senses. I live in a senior community for people who can't hear, see, and just to be able to hear and see. Most of my memory is still intact. The ability to drive, ability to have a safe place to live, that I am able to work now part-time. I would have never been able to work, let alone get, I work with 4-year-olds, just to be able to get off those chairs and stand up and move. And I would have never been able to do that. I'm so grateful for my creativity. I make jewelry, I redo clothes. It's a way to express myself, and I dress a little flamboyant, and because I spent a lifetime wearing black stretch pants. My physical abstinence, my emotional and spiritual abstinence most of the time, that I can find joy in a sunny day. And we have geese that live nearby. They return every year just to see those geese. And then I'm a good, worthy person deserving of recovery, and so is everybody else here. And I never appreciated that before, that I am worthy, that I am equal to, that I am not less than, and I am not better than, and that I'm here now and to be able to share with you. And that's it. Thanks.